This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Welcome back to hour number two of On the Tee, Florida One Pro, and a hack. The hack is Mike Rickard, and of course, I'm ahead of the Hack Nation, our great audience that listens to us each and every week. But they only listen because we've got the great John Rieger in the house, and of course, he's PGA of America teaching pro, a man of all different hats in the world of golf. We are live. We're not at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. We're actually live from the Anika, driven by Gamebridge, at Pelican in beautiful Bel Air, Florida, and I tell you what, Jeremy Friedman has really done a superb job of recognizing that we had a passion and wanted to be here, and he's been nothing but superb to us.
Well, you know, at the top of the broadcast, I was talking about my first time back here after a number of years. My last golf experience here was before the new ownership. It was before the tournament. And I'm going to tell you, it's spectacular. And again, when I walked from the media tent near the putting green into the driving range, I thought, well, they have artificial grass here or something. This grass is spectacular. The condition of the turf is unbelievable. You just go buy a ticket this tournament, come out here and just walk around. You truly have Augusta National conditions out here for these players. And what a wonderful remodeling job they did with the course. But this clubhouse is absolutely spectacular. And we're sitting right now. They have a temporary media center here and broadcast studios in the golf instruction building here, player improvement, whatever you call it. And I can tell you right now that you look out over the driving range. We had the good fortune during the first hour of broadcast to watch some of the players warm up, and not so much warm up, warm down, I guess, because they're out there beating balls after the round of golf. So some of them are trying to look for that one thing to fix their swing or be able to shoot that one shot just a little bit lower. I was on the 18th hole, and I was watching some of the players play on that green there, and I can tell you that the greens look just absolutely spectacular, and they're pretty fast. You know, some of these greens you look at, this is an old Donald Ross remake, and I can tell you that there's a lot of undulation in these greens. And just like my first trip to Augusta National, my first trip here now on the new Pelican Club is that you could put your ball on the middle of the green, and you would be hard-pressed to two-putt from anywhere because there's a lot of undulations, and they are slick.
You know, I watched the entire broadcast today from 10 to 1 because I knew Nelly Korda was she teed off early, and she finished at 3 under. I just like to watch her game, and it was interesting watching the girls. But I think it was you that brought it up last week's show. The ladies are absolutely tremendous shot makers.
Well, you know, they are, and I think it's because just the way that I think that women's golf has developed over the years. Now, women's golf's becoming more of a power game, just like the men. You know, the men's game years and years ago was more of a finesse game. You know, the men's tour now is like, it's just bombers. You get out there and hit the ball as far as you can, and even if you're a little offline, you're still a wedge in, you can recover from the rough. But the ladies have to, I think, be a little bit more accurate, and I think that in their game, there are some players on this tour that are big bombers out there. You know, Lexi Thompson can hit the ball just as far.
Well, she just got done playing that PGA event.
Yeah, she held her own.
In fact, she did hold her own.
In fact, I mean,
she only missed the cut by what, one or two strokes?
I think just one shot. And so I think with that, she she can keep right up. But there's a lot of ladies out here that can do that. So looking forward to a great weekend here. You know, for our listeners, if you go to the Anika.com, you can still buy a ticket. You know, I looked at the daily tickets. It's like $45. Well, you know, if you go to a Bucks game and get a hot dog, some popcorn, and a Bud Light, it's $45. So,
well, and the weather's going to be gorgeous. Hey, finally, he's going to answer the phone, and he has. He actually called in our man with the plan down there at St. Pete Country Club, Bill Buttner, our resident PGA professional, 15 years on the tour, 21 years coaching over there at Eckerd College, the Tritons, men and the women. And what have you been doing, dude?
It's a beautiful night here at St. Petersburg Country Club, and we celebrated with the 9 and wine that the girls try and play 9. We usually play 3, but they do have their wine. So it's a great evening.
Well, you're fortunate. Most of the wine that I've gotten out of women was spelled differently, W-H-I-N-E. But you've got a little wine and dine. Beautiful evening for it as well. The sun's just going down here up here in Bel Air. And
you see that beautiful sunset, that nice pink sunset. We took a lot of pictures, so it was beautiful.
You know, the years that you were on the tour, I mean, you share some of your war stories with us. I don't think you probably ever played because it was the way it was in that era. But the way that this LPGA event is, as I look at the presentation, the quality of the facility, the attention to detail, you'd be very impressed, my man.
I'm sure. I know the Pelican does it right. I know Annika does it right. Between the combination of the two, they're putting a great show and obviously a great time of the year, great weather. So it should be a great tournament through the weekend.
Well, and it's nice to have Lexi in the top 10 right now. She'll bring, not butts in the seat, she'll bring feet to the turf. People will come up to see her and Nelly Korda sitting in 12th place. So two of the favorites of Floridian ladies should help the weekend crowds.
Hey, Bill, your previous travels out there, have you ever, I'm sure you have, but have you ever, you know, played with an LPGA Tour player? Just not necessarily a tournament like a mixed team or thing, but just go out there and tee it up and play.
Well, I've caddied for Mindy Moore when she was playing at Pasadena, the old, S&H Green Stamp one or whichever that one was. And then I played in the J.C. Penney with Carolyn Hill when they held it in Innsbruck as the...
Oh, so you were on the team that year with Carolyn?
I was on the team with her that year, yes.
Yeah, because she was one of our pro members at the Bloomingdale Golfers Club years ago, yeah.
Yeah, she won the U.S. Amateur and has continued to be a great player, is now playing the Senior Tour and still a great player.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've had the good fortune of playing with quite a few LPGA Tour players, and, you know, what I notice is it seems just like it's different. I was just talking to, you know, Mike earlier in the broadcast about the men's tour. Seems they're all boomers now. They just bust it out there as far as you can. I mean, you have a few there probably still try to work the ball around a little bit, like Brian Harman and some others, because they don't have the tremendous length off the tee. But seems like the women, I was watching them hit balls on the practice tee. You know, our broadcast is sitting out looking at the practice tee there, and so we got to see a lot of good swings. A lot of them rubbed off on us, I think, when I looked over at them. But would you say it's true or not that the ladies have a little bit more shot making or course management ability than the men? They think their way around better?
Well, what I see basically with the women is their drivers are so much straighter. They don't put as much side spin on the ball, and so they hit a lot of dead straight shots, and from there it's now just distance oriented, and they can lay up here or they can go for it there, and they do have the challenge of putting the spin on the ball, so they don't have the same ability to hit that, you know, 6-iron and 5-iron and really put a lot of spin on it. So the girls have gone to more of the hybrids and putting a little higher in the air and kind of stopping it when they need to.
You know, I've always found with tour players, you know, they have their pre-shot routine. It's, if you film every one of them, they have it down to the second as far as exactly what they do, what mannerisms they do, what waggles, wiggles, and who knows what is involved in the pre-shot routine. But what I noticed with a lot of the ladies out here when they did their pre-shot routine, there was a lot of standing still. There was a lot of times where, you know, they weren't in motion. You know, like the men, I know they're wiggling and waggling and all over the place. But these ladies are really still right before they hit it. So it's interesting to do it. Maybe they're more meticulous in their pre-shot routine or the way they get a start. Yeah, I know if I stand still too long, I'll freeze up.
I was going to say, that was the old school thinking, is you've got to waggle, you got to wiggle, you got to get that thing moving back and forth. And now today's players are a lot quieter. They don't have as many movement mannerisms, as you would say. So it's the same men and women. There's a lot less motion today than there's ever been.
So we had some fun earlier in the broadcast. I don't know if you were listening or not, but we were asking Jeremy Freeman, who is...
He was working, man. He was whining and dining.
Yeah, he was...
Thank you.
He was he was telling us all, you know, all the facts and figures and everything about the term, and I stumped him. I said, well, what kind of range balls do these ladies use? And he goes, what do you mean? I said, what do they use?
Finest ball I've ever held in my hack hand.
So what we did at the, when we had our first break, we had 4 minutes, and we literally ran over to the
you didn't run.
To the ball shack. Well, that was running for me, if you see that. Yeah, that's my version of run is like one foot's off the ground and the other foot is on the ground. So when I went over there, we snagged four golf balls, and we discovered that the TaylorMade is the low man on the totem pole, then the Surixon, then the Callaway, and then number one, the Titleist. So Mike is just a big Surixon fan, and his practice ball that we stole off the range has the Pelican logo. In fact, everything around here has a Pelican logo. In fact,
the stinking napkins do, yeah. Bill.
And there's a light shining on our foreheads here, and it looks like it's a Pelican logo. We'll wake up with a sunburn tomorrow with a Pelican on our head.
You know, I really felt like white trash when I came up here, and I parked my car, and everywhere I turned, there was a Pelican, and I walked in the clubhouse. He asked me to take my hat off. Boy, you can't take that Midwest boy out of an old man, but very, very impressive facility.
Hey, Bill, you know,
hello?
Hey, Bill, have you been over here since they redid this place?
I've been over there once, but I've not played it. I've just been over there and seen it. I have not played it.
Well, I can tell you, you know, it's an absolute great condition, perfect turf conditions. I mean, literally. And this might sound a little goofy, but I was just, you know, walking from the media tent over to the driving range area where they have us set up in the teaching center here as their temporary broadcast studios. And I thought it was artificial grass. It looks so nice. And then
it
I looked down and I'm on real grass. I knew I shouldn't be doing this, and I didn't, but I just felt like taking my shoes and socks off and just feel the fresh turf on my feet.
I thought you were a minute ago.
Yeah, just like Sammy.
It's dark out. Nobody will see you now.
Any idea what that is? Is it Zoysia? Is it Paspalum? Is it type is it?
You know, I couldn't find it on the spec sheet, but I know it's there. They gave us a little jump drive of all the grass. I suspect it's Paspalum, just because the location being close to
That's what I was going to say.
You know, the saline conditions and the water and stuff like that, because it looks like it. And Paspalum, you can get it really nice and plush and smooth, but it's all cut down.
Okay, for the hacks listening, what's the name of this grass?
Well, it's called Paspalum. Yeah, Bill, tell us what the Paspalum is.
Green.
Paspalum is the most recent addition to the Bermuda grass family, and it is a very salt-resistant grass that can, and again, the proof of that is during our hurricane when Pasadena had two fairways underwater with salt water. They're perfect right now. They're just in great shape, and they're full, and they're, but it's a great grass for salt areas, salt spray, salt, whatever. And again, a lot of your reclaimed water is salt.
Well, that seems to be a trend. You know, most golf courses now, especially in the southeast United States on the coastal areas, are all going to that. And, you know, you're going to find some of the best golf course conditions from it. And I tell you that for our listeners out there, you can go to theonica.com and you can buy a ticket and you can come out here and watch this weekend. And parking's not a big deal. They have all these parking lots all over the place.
They got shuttles everywhere.
Shuttles and everywhere. In fact, they have golf carts shuttling down the street, which is pretty cool.
Hey, I got to tell you something. Patty, the cart girl, she didn't realize, she'd forgotten that we were going to be up here
Monica. No, she went to Ferg's.
No, she did not go to Ferg's, but she was going to call in because she wanted to talk to her Bill Butner, who turns into just mush when he sees her. But she actually said, I'll see you boys next week. So don't be dogging us next week down at Ferg's. Show up.
No.
You'll get your...
I will be there next week.
Yeah, I know you will, because Patty the Cart Girl is going to be there. Otherwise, you'd be blowing us off, going on some wedding and wine and dining with women.
My last wedding's tomorrow out in Scottsdale, Arizona.
All right. Oh, wow. Well, you know, that's near the where the Champions Tour is being played. The Charles Schwab Cup is being played out there in Phoenix Country Club right now.
I saw that, and we're staying right next to... the Waste Management golf course there, the TPC there.
Oh, fantastic.
So
we'll go over to the stadium hole.
I don't want to see the stadium hole. That has my number.
Oh, you've played that?
Yes, I've played it a bunch of times, and unfortunately, the PGA Tour has labeled me, and I'm not saying it's the truth, but they labeled me as the highest score on the 16th hole at the Waste Management.
Well, I mean, what was that number?
Well, that number was a 7.
You got a 7 on the stadium? On the stadium hole, you got a 7?
Although I only could look up round by round, and I shot 72 that round. So I don't know how. I just think they just wanted to push me, you know, to the brink and push me into the record books.
Well, you're in the record books on the PGA Tour now, my friend. You don't have to tell people what it's for. You probably had some North Carolina gear on, and those Arizona fans hated your guts.
Well, that's probably true, too. And I did have a nice... That's where Phoenix Country Club is, where I ran to Phil Mickelson when he was a junior or senior when he won the event.
Yeah, that's back in 91, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, 91, yep.
Yeah,
I went to the Phoenix in what year was it? Must have been about 1992 before all the changes. Oh, guess what we're going to get now?
Hey, they're blowing the leaves off the sidewalk now. I guess we're shutting this place down here.
Well, they've got live music over here. They probably haven't got the memo that there's someone with a guitar trying to take care of the VIPs. It's kind of comical. It's just like something out of Caddyshack.
Hey, Bill, are you sure they're not putting the doors on you?
What? What's that? We can't hear over Carl Spackler over here blowing off the.
Are they aiming the blowers at you? Are they trying to get a hint that it's time to move on?
I'm not sure. We're about ready to get the hook by a blower. Oh, I think somebody's going to wise him up here in a minute.
Hey, Bill, you know, I was just talking about your 7 and holding some sort of record out there on the PGA Tour. I was reading the other day that Adam Long played in WWT tournament down in Mexico at Los Cabos, which is the El Cardinal Tiger Woods designed golf course. And Adam Long hit 56 of 56 fairways for that week at the Worldwide Technology Championship. And so I was looking at it, and why it brought to my attention is because the first assistant that I ever hired as a head golf professional was a young man named Brian Clare, who went on to play on the PGA Tour.
Brian, you
and so I'm reading this stat, and I'm looking at it, and it says that Adam Long is the first player to hit every fairway in a 72-hole PGA Tour event since Brian Clare did it at the 1992 Memorial Tournament. Now, you know, the Tiger golf course, El Cardinal, it's got wide fairways. He designed it for resort guests. I don't think he designed it to have a PGA Tour event. I think that was kind of an afterthought. But the Memorial, to hit every fairway, that was awesome.
That's outstanding. I can't believe that anybody can hit every fairway. Cal Pete was the closest I've seen to being that kind of a guy.
In fact, you know, it's interesting, talking about Brian Clare, I was at the World Golf Museum, and I went up and took one last look at it before they moved it up to Pinehurst, and they have a 17th hole exhibit at the World Golf Museum in St. Augustine when it was still there, and it was pretty cool. So it's the 17th hole at TPC, you know, and you push these buttons and relive the moments. So there's only been, like, I don't know, is 8 or 10 hole-in-ones on the 17th hole during the Players' Championship, and every year when they show the highlights of that hole, well, Brian Clare's on it because he made a hole-in-one at the Players' Championship. So he's, you know, yeah. I know he's the director now for the Champions Tour. He runs the Champions Tour, out, you know, as the tour director on the golf course, you know, at all their tour events. So he's in charge of all that. But, you know, it's funny how there's obscure records. So, you know, I think what we may do at Ferg's one night is we're going to have on the Tee Florida trivia. And we know that the TPC 16th hole, if anybody's been listening, they'll have the answer to it. But now we know who had the highest score at TPC on the 16th hole in Scottsdale, Arizona, on the stadium course. Our very own Bill Butner.
Hey, we tried trivia with Disco Dick or the Disco Duck, or who was that guy you brought up one time?
Disco Dick Sokol. Come on, he's a legend.
Yeah, well, you're not going to be in charge of trivia because no one else would have ever gotten that, with the exception of Lynn the Growler Strickler, who knew him very well.
Well, you know, Disco Dick Sokol is rumored he was the love child of Kermit Zarley.
That's true. There's another thought there.
The golf pro from the moon, as Bob Hope quipped.
Hey, I was thinking today, watching these young professionals, these ladies with their caddies. Can you guys imagine our buddy Lynn the Growler Strickler being on a female's bag? Do you think he'd be a soothing caddy, providing them with support and compassion in the heat of the battle? Wonder how the growler would be, fellas.
My guess is not too friendly with the female pro.
No, I think he'd be okay because he's old school. You know, Lynn says you show up.
I think you're right.
You pick up and you shut up. He probably would be a man a few words out there, but he would probably do it.
Melts for women anyway.
Exactly. You know, Lynn is just like you, Bill. You know, man's threat and lady's pet.
Wow.
What'd you say there again?
That's a
man's threat and lady's pet.
Oh my. All right, Bill. So we can count on you next week, right, my man?
Well, you did tell me that Patty's coming, right?
Patty is coming. I would not disappoint you like that. I don't want to see you weeping as you did the other day when you came in and she wasn't there.
Okay, well then, if Patty's there, I am there.
All right. Well, you're listening on the T Florida. Two pros in the hack. Bill Butner down there at St. Pete Country Club. John Rager actually sitting right next to me. And we're at this spectacular venue. Got a little noise in the background, but it's well worth it as we were up here at the Anika, driven by Gainbridge at Pelican in beautiful Bel Air, Florida. Well, my man, we're going to...
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central, across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action, along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Fred here. Welcome to the Sea Dog Treasure Island, a waterfront brew pub with a golf-inspired menu. Known for handcrafted cocktails and a wide variety of award-winning Sea Dog and Shipyard beers brewed right on site. Now serving breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m.
Chef Charlie here, featuring our homemade family recipes. Come try Big Mama's homemade biscuits and gravy, our award-winning shrimp and grits, and our handcrafted Maine lobster Benedict.
Located on the water, just walking distance to the Treasure Island Beach. Enjoyment for all ages. Cheers.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back as we have another half hour up here at the beautiful Anika, driven by Gainbridge at Pelican in beautiful Bel Air, Florida. As I said, I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation. John Rager still hanging with me. Came over from St. Augustine, Florida for the evening. He's going to stay down there at Crystal Bay in the Babe Ruth Suite. But I got to ask you a question. You've run courses. You've owned one. You've managed them. It's a big event. You've got some sponsors and some VIPs that, you know, you're trying to take care of. And so to our left, we see a party. We've got acoustic music and kids playing. And we've got that hum, that nice, pleasant hum of the leaf blowers. And how does that happen? Is this his Carl Spackler moment that they really don't care?
You know, what happens when you run major events? There are a lot of working parts, and you have to think through everything. And I think one of the challenges you run into is agronomically, they do such a great job here that you really have to do certain things at certain times. I think what they're doing right now is they're actually blowing off the putting green. And here they come now. They're going to hit the driving range with the big blower. And I wonder if they're going to go ahead and do that. This is live action right now. This is the beauty of
remote
radio.
I'm surprised it didn't come and just...
It's live action right now. The guy has just come from the putting green right in front of us. I thought he was going to turn the blower on. Now, there he's right in front of the sponsors there. And there's music, and there's beverages.
What the hell?
And there's kids running around. But he's got it on.
He's clueless.
So we need, you know, I went to the over-under as far as when he's going to turn that on. Another 10 seconds or less than 10
Well, we're not the Golf Channel, but it's a good thing the Golf Channel set isn't up here.
But there he goes. Okay, so, you know, I guess he may have figured that out. But you know what? How many of our listeners out there, you've been at a club or a golf course somewhere, it could even be a wedding, and you're out there, and a lot of times, you know, when you're at a golf course, when the sun goes down, okay, outside, you're inside. All right. So they've got a lot of outside events because it's such a beautiful evening down here. And have you ever been to an event, Mike, where you're sitting there, it might be a wedding reception at a golf course, or it's a men's member guest, or something's going on, and the sprinklers pop on?
That's happened to me on two occasions at a country club in Des Moines, Iowa, one time in Sioux City. It's kind of hilarious. I was probably a bit intoxicated, so I thought there was a lot of humor in it. But
hey, while we're talking about the weather, it's time for Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report, brought to you by Yank and Crank.
Are we doing the weather here, I hope?
We are. Extreme fishing fashion for what golfers wear when they're fishing. That's Yank and Crank. So Bel Air, Florida, it's 74 degrees right now. Humidity 75%. The wind's at northwest at 1 mile per hour. No rain. Obviously, it's dark, so there's no UV cover here. It's zero. It should be zero because it's nighttime. Hey, but the forecast for the rest of the week is absolutely beautiful. Humidity's low. No rain. What a wonderful day to come out. Go to theonica.com to get your tickets. But anyway, that was Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report, brought to you by Yank and Trank. Not Yank and Trank. It's Yank and Crank.
You're probably running on fumes. You've been going hard since Wednesday.
Well,
my
ears are ringing from the blower blowing in my ear off the putting green here. But anyway, we appreciate you, Bill Sterow, and the Yank and Crank, and your support of the On the Tee Florida. So there you have it.
So you've got an army of mowers out there. You can see their lights. It's kind of cool as they prepare for round number two. But let's talk about round number one. We haven't even gone over the leaderboard. Why don't you pull that up, John? And Brooks Henderson, she certainly came on at the end, and she's sitting on top of it. Why don't you go down the rest of the leaderboard? And it's good to see Lexi Thompson sitting there 6 under as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So right before the broadcast, and I was watching the players come down the last.
Brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka, though. I forgot that.
Absolutely. And Emily Pedersen was 8 under par, and then she bogeyed the 18th hole. So she wasn't really happy when we saw her come over to the driving range. But right now we've got on the leaderboard right now, they've got Carolyn Ingus, Brooke Henderson, and Jin Young Ko all tied. And, you know, I'm looking at their leaderboard on the website here. You know what? And it looks like they've been hacked. There's all zeros. Are you looking at the leaderboard I'm looking at right now?
No, I got this, brother.
Well, I've got all zeros right here, so I'm going to have to go Google. I went to the leaderboard. You know, they might be refreshing it for the press there because we're not in the main media tent right now. So let's go down there. So anyway, Brooks Henderson is leading the tournament from Canada. She's 8 under par. I'll tell you what, that's a stout round at a golf course like this, okay? Now, we have Patty, and Patty is...
They just call her Patty T.
Well, I'm gonna.
That's what they're calling her on the Golf Channel.
They absolutely were, too. You know that? They were not taking a stab at her last name.
Well, take a stab, my man.
Okay, it's...
We go where no other broadcasters will go right now.
Tabitanikit. Patty Tabitanikit. I think I nailed it right
there. It rolled right off your tongue, and I'm going with it.
All right, so she's a 7 under par. She is tied with Jin Young Ko. And also Emily Pedersen is right there at 7 under par.
She was out here pounding the ball, man.
She
was
the one that bogeyed the last hole, that's right. And then you got Minami Katsu in there at 7 under par. I mean, I'm looking at this leaderboard right now. Now, Lexi Thompson is the low American right now. She's at -6. There's some flat-out low scores right here.
Where's Nelly at?
Let's take a look. Nelly Cord is at -3 right now. She's tied for
31st. I watched her entire round.
Yeah.
She got out to a slow start, and then she started dropping some putts and looked confident. And she's the two-time reigning champ and looking to three-peat. We'll be following her tomorrow, Nelly Korda. And her sister was out here. I saw her sister out here. And her sister was actually at she's pregnant now. Jessica, I did not know that. I didn't know if she was injured, But yeah, I was very pleased to see that.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things with the LPGA Tour throughout the years. Actually, it's a family thing, you know, and they have, you know, some of the women out there.
She had her dog with her, too.
Yeah, and they actually have daycare for the kids, too. I mean, so it's a big family affair out here, and it's a wonderful thing to see. And, you know, some of these players, you know, play within the 6th, 7th month of the pregnancy here.
Sounds well. I'll tell you what, Jeremy Friedman is the man with the plan.
He's writing secret notes. And in fact, he wrote the secret note on this wonderful notepad that they gave us here.
And I feel guilty. You know what he says on this notepad? There's going to be blowers going off in the background. And we thought it was like a Caddyshack moment, but we understand that there's logistics and time frames.
Oh, no, you know what?
And John explained that.
It was absolutely wonderful, Jeremy, because over here they were blowing off the green. Yeah, and agronomic practices and bouncing out with corporate sponsors and the tournament and radio shows, right? So the gentleman walked by with the blower and we're looking at it. We're like betting each other. Will he crank that thing up right in the middle of the corporate thing or not? And he walked and I know he looked and he looked at and I know he looked again and he looked and he
it was a Carl Spackler moment.
It was, and he realized. He just moved on.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard the blower since.
Yeah, it was definitely a Carl Spackler moment. He's thinking, you know what? I got a job to do, and then nobody's stopping me to get it
but
done.
But that's how nice.
Bob, I like a commitment to a task.
But, you know, you got to blow them off to get, you know, any residue and things off that right now, because if you do, then, you know, the dew will form in the morning. Then you can go ahead and mow them, double mow them, get them tight. You know, the scores are so low today. I think what's going to happen over the weekend, this is my prediction, is that putting will be a premium. Short game will be a premium because they went low today. I mean, we're talking a lot of low scores, 8, 7, 6, 5 under. And so even if you're under par, you're not out of it yet. I think that the best putters over the weekend are going to be the ones that move up the leaderboard.
Just take a look at this entire leaderboard. And, you know, not to minimize the red, white, and blue that I like to follow. But this is an indication of the impact that – Annika Sörenstam has on the world. I mean, well, it's look at those flags.
Yeah, the Ladies Tour is actually an international tour, and it's
amazing.
And it's you know, quite frankly, it's more international, I think, than the Men's Tour. I really do.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, you know, they have tournaments internationally. They took chances and they've gone into Asia and Europe and the Middle East, and they've gone, you know, different places, Australia, and so it reflects that. So, you know, some people, you know, complain that they think, well, gosh, you know, the American players aren't dominating. Well, you know what? That's the world it is right now. You know, I mean, there are players all over the world, and golf is a universal game. So it's a game without borders.
There's only 8 Americans in the top 30 of the first round today.
Yeah, and it's not meaning that women's golf in America is down. It means that internationally and worldwide, the quality of women's golf is spectacular, and that's why you have these great players all over the place. And so, you know, what we all have to do sometimes is, you know, learn to get to know the players better. You know, in fact, if you go to theannika.com, you can see a lot of information about these players, but also lpj.com has a lot of this information that you need to get to know them a little bit. Now, we're talking avid golfers who might want to do something like that, but even if you just buy a ticket and come out here and watch these women play, it'll rub off on you. You'll just play better by watching them. Their rhythm, their tempo, their timing, their balance, to me, is just as good as the Men's Tour, and just as much fun.
And I'll admit, I was an Archie Bunker old school mentality about watching women's sports for some time, and then I just, you know, as I started diving in and covering sports, golf was the one I thought, I don't think I'll ever warm up to it. And then all of a sudden, you know, you had, you know, Nancy Lopez, and I started following her a little bit, you know, and her husband Ray played for the Houston Astros, and then I started watching Michelle Wee, and then all of a sudden here's this little tiny thing from Sweden, this Annika Sörenstam, and I started following her. And now it's amazing the number of women that I actually keep an eye on when I'm looking at their scores. And Paula Creamer was one of those back in the day, because she reached out to the galleries and what they called her, the Pink Panther.
Yeah, Pink Panther, and she won a major championship, and she's a mom now.
Yep.
And doing quite well.
Her game showed it today, unfortunately.
Well,
she finished out of 120 at 113th. But she made the commitment to come here because she's still a fan favorite.
Well, you know what? There are thousands of people that bought a ticket to this.
Because of her.
They want to see her play.
Yep, and I like
that. And, you know, and she's a wonderful lady and from the Sarasota area. And I know that, you know, just like the any tour, you know, sometimes when you have these tournaments, you have a full field. You want to make sure that every player can be competitive as possible. But, you know, sometimes you look at it and you may have a player that has won a major that's super popular and you want to invite him back.
They're great for the event.
Well, they're great for the event, but they're also great for the younger players because the younger players can look and have somebody.
I played with Paula.
And she's, you know, just like Annika, she's got, she's got some advice.
She's got juice. Hey, speaking of juice, that was a good segue. Last week, you probably were over there in St. Augustine wondering, what in the hell is he talking about? My new sponsor, and that is Liquid Drip. It's THC-infused. It's a delightful orange black cherry. I've never really been an embracer of cannabis, but I've been looking for answers and solutions to my arthritis and sleeping, and I have tried some of this. I had to. I would be a hypocrite, and I tell you what, it's the real deal.
Well, I was telling my wife Karen about it a little bit because, you know, it's one of those things.
I'll send you some cans home.
You know, this isn't like something you take just to get high. This is
not at all.
You take for therapy, and I can tell you that most people swear by this stuff. And what a great delivery method to be able to do it.
I got a little nervous about it because I've never taken an edible. Well, a brownie by mistake one time. But anyway, I took a half a can. Same thing Mark Ferguson did. I'm ready from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. And I didn't really feel that. I just felt relaxed, and then I slept like a baby. So it did what I was looking for it to do.
Chris, anyway, you know that term, sleeping like a baby? I don't know about that because, you know, being the parent of seven children, I don't know if babies really sleep really well.
That is a ridiculous statement.
You
sleep like an old guy.
Sleep like grandpa or something, but don't sleep like a baby. Yeah. Babies, all they do is whine and cry.
That's a good point. We've been saying that for decades. Anyway, Liquid Drip, you can get it at Hippie Shack. Of course, we're going to launch our show in 2 weeks there on my birthday, actually. The Hippie Shack Reeling in the Years throwback show from 5 to 7, live from Hippie Shack, right down there by Sea Dogs and Shrimpies. My triangle of clients, and you can get it also at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Give it a try. And I was having some fun last week talking to the gang in the studio, Jeff Ward and Patty Suzette, and I said, as they were having something, weren't responding, I had to keep talking to you. There was no conversation. They were just smiling at me. And I thought we should have a golf tournament where everybody has to drink a couple of these. But it'd be the slowest tournament in the history of a golf tournament for some charity event, but people would be focused.
And we'll make it a three-hole event.
Yeah, that's that.
Hey, you know what? It's time for the John Rager Report on the Tee Florida. Not only will you find a weekly report about golf, travel, and lifestyle, you can now listen to archives on RadioSt.Pete.com, FloridaSportsStreams.com, YouTube, and Mic'd Up Social. So you follow the John Rager Report on social media on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, X, and Threads. Visit www.johnragergolf.com or on the tfloridagolf.com for the latest news and updates from the world of golf. And we kind of gave away the John Rager Report earlier when we were talking to Jerry Friedman. And the report had to deal with where this tournament's going to head. Where will this Annika tournament head? Because, you know, just in a short period of time, with the influence she's had with, you know, having so many of the young players who have played in her tournaments in college in the past, now are represented here in the LPGA tournament.
57.
And this tournament's the second biggest prize purse now behind the end of the season major. You look at this golf course here, it's absolutely spectacular. I mean, it really is. It's hard to describe.
It is right now. It's dark. Yeah.
And you're looking at, well, it is. Now the lights are out there and Carl Spackler's even gone to bed. The blower's quiet, right? But, you know, so we, you know, when I asked Jeremy this question, you know, he may not have been prepared for it, but you know, with the John Rager Report, we just try to do something a little bit different. We're great regurgitators. We can regurgitate anything out there. You just
we can expound on it.
We can do that. But you know what? We're a thinking man show. We also think about things.
Speak for yourself.
A little bit different. That's right. So one of the different things I was just thinking about, I'm looking around and go, with Annika, this reminds me of Arnold Palmer in Bay Hill. It reminds me of Jack in the Memorial. But it actually transcends even those tournaments. I think when Dinah Shore left the scene and they renamed the Dinosaur Nabisco tournament. They had a new sponsor. Now it's called the Chevron Championship, and it's in Houston. It's not even in Palm Springs anymore.
I thought that was sad.
And so I look at it. I'm going, you know what? They, you know, in the majors and the ladies, there's some tournaments that were majors, aren't majors anymore. You know, ladies tour is a little bit different about that, but I think you were in the ground floor of the making of the next major on the LPGA Tour. And as long as Annika sticks with this and the sponsor sticks with it and the owners stick with it, I think it's going to be something special. I think it would be, to me, the next evolution of the Dinosaur Nabisco Classic. This will be a major championship with Annika behind it.
Speaking of champions, let's talk Champions Tour. Of course, it's in Phoenix at the Country Club. It's the season ending, and the Big Easy rallied and is sitting on top of that leaderboard. John Rager, Harrison Frazier, great story there. He's sitting two back. I won't say my nickname for him, Stephen Ames, 6 under. Retief, I had a kid one time that didn't know sports names, and he's reading off the leaderboard for me. It was the last time he ever did it. He's Padraig Harrington and Retief Goosen. Retief Goosen is sitting at 5 under with the man, the myth, and the legend that everybody loves, Miguel Ángel Jiménez. I will call him out. Colin Ball in Montgomery. These are some old names in the top hit 10. I like this. I've always loved the tank. KJ Choi, he's only 4 off the pace in top 10. And Justin Leonard, who actually, you know, returned to the Champions Tour out of the booth and started out slow. But obviously, he's getting some rhythm and he's young. He's got, what, 51, 52 maybe?
Well, you know, looking at the Charles Schwab Cup, it's played at the Phoenix Country Club. It's the end of the year championship for the Champions Tour, very similar to the FedEx Cup on the PGA Tour. So the Champions Tour, the long-standing sponsor, Charles Schwab, it's not as exciting this year as who's going to win this Charles Schwab Cup, because Steve Stricker is so far ahead of everybody.
And he's not playing. His father-in-law has a serious health issue. So,
and so even with that, I'm not sure if anybody can catch him, but probably the closest one that could catch him is actually Ernie Els.
No, he's already won it.
Yeah.
Steve's already won it.
Yeah.
And probably part of this decision, but that's the kind of family man he is. He could have gotten the cup, and I think he's won 5 times this year, 5 or 6 times.
Yeah, he did. I mean, this was his year. You know, Bernhard Langer, at age 66, is still amazing. I mean, his name's always up on the leaderboard. Incredible. I mean, it's incredible. When will he ever slow down?
Yeah.
When will he ever slow down? But, you know, I was just looking through the list here. There was a really great thing on X, formerly Twitter. They PJ Tour put this out there, Champions Tour. And it was near Halloween, and it was Miguel Jiménez, who we know, you know, he's the world's most interesting man. He's got the frizzy hair and the cigar and big bulbul.
I love him. Loves his wine.
Got the wine, and he does his unique warm-up act and all that. You know,
I tried to emulate that the other day and fell down.
So here's what happened. It was Halloween, and they were playing a tournament somewhere. So his wife dressed up just like him. And she, you know, she dressed up, got the frizzy hair, the cigar.
His wife did?
And this is back while he's gone. You know, it was like Halloween. So she got dressed up like him and looked just like him. I mean, it was fantastic. The makeup job, the whole thing, got the cigar out. And then she filmed it all doing the warm up act and this, that, and the other. And then they sent it to him. So one of the PGA Tour media people came up to him and showed him the video of his wife imitating him for Halloween. It was just absolutely great.
I saw that, but I did not get the storyline behind it. I thought it was just some fan or somebody that just wanted to be unique. That was his wife?
Yeah. So it was really funny. Remember Adam Hadwin this year?
Sure.
When he went out to congratulate one of his fellow players, and security guard tackled him?
Oh, man, he Dick Butkus'd him.
Because he had some champagne, and he got tackled. So he and his wife went out with Halloween. She was dressed as the... as him, and he was dressed as a security guard, and she had a bottle of champagne, and they simulated the tackle. So, I mean, you know, Halloween gets pretty crazy out there on the PGA Tour this time of year.
I forgot about that. My God, he just came out of nowhere and just freaking flattened him.
Absolutely. So, you know, Champions Tour, that'll be the end of the season, I assume, and I don't think they start up until, Jeremy Friedman told us the Chubb Insurance Classic in Naples is going to be the first domestic Champions Tour event. I think it was January, February sometime.
Don't we have the Barracuda on, I believe on the PGA Tour. I saw Stuart Sink was playing in that.
Well, yeah, that's actually the Butterfield Bermuda Championship.
Yeah.
Now, it's really interesting. They go way, 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 way down the list for that. They really do. And so there's a local player, Japanese player, who won in, like, he won a tournament in 2007, Ryuji Yamada. They got invited to this tournament as a past champion. And he hadn't even been on the tour for 9 years.
Really?
He hasn't been on the tour, but what they do is...
Are they desperate for a player?
Well, you know, this time of year. They just go way, way down the list because, you know, a lot of players, you know, especially all the established tour players, they don't want to go play in that.
So it's 2 weeks away from the holidays, you know.
So it's a great opportunity for the young players. I mean, you all of a sudden you see some people come out of the woodwork. Robert Garrigus.
There's a name I haven't heard forever.
There's a guy, I think I remember him making 8 at the Houston Open on the last hole to lose by one shot, and you never heard of him again. Well, he's at the Bermuda Championship. And he's tied for second, so that might be a great story there.
Stuart Sink in the top 10.
Here's Kelly Kraft. Kelly Kraft made the Twitter universe this week, social media, because he criticized Tiger's layout. Okay, he's the only tour player that criticized Tiger's layout, the El Cardinal down at Los Cabos.
And so Tiger Woods does not forget things like that.
Well, Kelly, somebody pulled up his PGA Tour record this year, and he may have made like two cuts.
And to make that statement.
Boy, but he's having a good tournament. He's tied for 14th. He might make the cut this week.
Here's a couple of names that we don't hear lately. And they had their moments in the sun. Kevin Stadler, of course, a Walrus son. And then Charlie Hoffman right behind him. They're both in 14th. Those guys are both colorful Californians, I guess.
Well, there's G. Koch, if you look at the leaderboard, who's at -5. But it's not Gary Koch. It's Greg Koch, and Greg Koch is a club professional in the North Florida PGA, our neck of the woods here.
Oh, he is.
And
we got to get him on then.
He's that good, and he actually got a sponsor's exemption to play in this tournament by virtue of being our PGA of America section champion here in the North Florida section. And it's played, and so he got a sponsor's exemption there. 66 for a club pro in a tour event. That is really, really good. And then Camilla Villegas, who finished second last week. Well, he's back there, tied for 33rd place, -4, so he's back there a little bit. So I'm just looking down the list of some names I haven't heard of for a long time.
Ben Crane.
Yeah, Ben Crane. You know, I mean, he did he did that video with Bubba Watson.
That was a great video.
Hunter Mahan and Ricky Fowler.
That was a great video.
Yeah.
There's some history.
Yeah, that was
Google that, folks.
That was pretty crazy at that time.
Freaking hilarious.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you look down the list of the tour events. Sometimes I like to look all the way down the
list. Jimmy whine about everything. Walker, he's in 125th place.
Well, you know, he's had he had a quite setback. He had Lyme disease for a long time.
Oh, he did.
And he really struggled with it. So it's good to see him back. I mean, he was a number one player almost in the world.
He was the most vocal about this change of the wraparound because he was on the outside looking in, and then they changed it and allowed fewer to participate this year. Went down to 80, remember? And he was very vocal about that.
Hey, you know, so I always look down at the very bottom of the list because I can relate to those people better. So Greg Chalmers, he's an Australian pro.
Played
on the PGA Tour for a long time. Well, he's the most self-depreciating guy out there on the social media. He's absolutely hilarious. So if you want to follow him on social media, you would definitely get a kick out of it. But right ahead of him is Harry Higgs. You remember, I don't know if you remember
Harry Higgs.
He was the guy that made a birdie at the stadium hole at the Scottsdale tournament, TPC Sawgrass Waste Management Open, and took his shirt off. and he's not built.
No, trust me.
Okay.
There's a little jiggling going on there.
He looked like the before picture of Weight Watchers.
Yeah, he's not like Jelly Roll, who I saw last night in the CMT Awards, but he's got a little jelly belly.
Yeah, Jelly Roll, my goodness, this guy has got it going on.
He's
holy
a heart
cow.
Attack waiting to happen.
Yeah, unbelievable. Well, what a great name I guess he's like a country music rapper? Is that how he works?
He's a great story. He was homeless. God bless him. He's got a stripper for a wife, and she's a very attractive lady, and they're both down on their luck, so it's a very cool feel-good story. But he is one big boy that I don't think he's out there swinging the sticks.
I've got a good friend of mine named Lewis Stokes. He's been in the broadcast business 40 years at the same station up in the Ocala-Gainesville area and country station. So he knows everybody. So he got invited to the CMA Awards the other night, and Jelly Roll won an award. And he got his picture taken with him and got to talk to him about that.
New Artist of the Year.
And jelly, the jelly, you know, so Lewis Stokes said on his Facebook post that Jelly Roll was the only artist that mentioned and thanked country music radio stations for
his
success.
Yep, he did right away.
And you think about it, that's so bizarre, but you're right. You know, because country music, there's some evolution out there, and country music radio stations, you don't hear about many of them. Because, you know, they're more of a fusion of country music and rock and roll
like, and even rap now.
That's right.
Post Malone did a song last night.
Yeah.
And you know, between he and Jelly Roll's tats on their face, it's interesting to say that's not Hank Williams' era.
Well, we need to start a petition amongst our own tribe here, because Tom Gribben needs to come out with a theme song for On the Tee Radio.
He said he would. We're going to have to hold him to that. Of course, he'll be in studio next week with us. He had a show last night, very successful at the Palladium, and I missed it as I was preparing for this event. But we're blessed to be up here and have John coming across. We got about 4 minutes, my man. I want to thank Jeremy Friedman. You know, he took good care of us. The first time out, you know, he helped me out a lot back in the 2000s when I had On the Tee up in Iowa, bringing me Golf Channel, Golf Central personalities on a regular basis, and he certainly did not disappoint as he set us up here in front of the driving range and welcomed us with open arms.
We really appreciate the hospitality here. You know, from a media perspective, I know most of our listeners could care less, you know, because they know us media folks are all about the food and the swag and the free stolen range balls off the practice tee there. But I can tell
you, I got three napkins with pelicans on them.
But I can tell you, everything is done first class here. I mean,
they're checking our bags on the way out.
It is first class all the way. So, hey, I want to remind our listeners out there, visit onthetfloorida.com. It's actually onthetfloridagolf.com.
Golf.com.
And we're on the World Wide Web, and you'll find out about our colorful on-air personalities. You know, we have several of them. And with that, you'll learn about our fantastic sponsors. Sign up for a free e-membership, get some great benefits, and you can even reserve a tee time on our website, onthetfloridagolf.com, for these golf simulators down at Ferg's. And it's wonderful. And this month, it's still buy one, get one, right? You buy an hour and you get a free hour.
And we've got some exciting things. Body Armor is going to get all over our long drive contest, as well as Michelob Ultra. And of course, we brought Hippie Shack into the mix. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. And of course, our friends at Liquid Drip and the THC infused product. Some great sponsors, along with, of course, our title, Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and Sea Dogs Brewing. Fred Forsley, Charlie Breakiron, and the gang, serving breakfast daily. That's where you and I will be dining tomorrow before you leave town.
Oh, that's the highlight of the trip.
Well, I know. I thought it was seeing me.
That's also a highlight of the trip.
That doesn't make
I'm not ranking them.
That doesn't make in the top 10. Well, my man, I appreciate you coming over, and do a shout-out to the lovely Karen for freeing you up to come across.
Thank you, Karen.
Well, you better do that. And then you'll be on Saturday morning on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, giving us a rewind of a spectacular Florida Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Yes, wonderful.
All right, from the spectacular Annika driven by Gainbridge at Pelican, I'm Mike Rickard. For Bill Butner, John Rager, of course, Jeremy Friedman, Joe Berdow, Matt on the controls, thanks for listening to On the Tee Florida. And as always, God bless you, God bless America, and remember to keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.